Well, good morning. If you have your copy of the scriptures, join me if you would in Deuteronomy chapter 5. While we're turning to Deuteronomy chapter 5, let me just begin by saying Happy Mother's Day. We thank you, moms, for what you've done for us. Obviously, we wouldn't be here without you, and we wouldn't be the people that we are without you. And you inspire us to become better than we are. Thank you. When you think about the word mother, what do you think about? Well, some second graders were asked, they were polled, and they were asked some questions about what they think about their mother. The first question was, why did God make mothers? To help us out of there when we were getting born. How did God make mothers? Magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. What ingredients are mothers made of? God makes mothers out of claws and angel hair and everything nice and a little dab of mean. Why did God give you your mother and not some other mother? God knew that she would like me a lot more than other people's moms would like me. What kind of a little girl was your mother? I don't know because I wasn't there, but I would guess she was probably pretty bossy. They say she used to be nice. Why did your mom marry your dad? She got too old to do anything else with him. Well, this was my favorite. Well, who is the boss at your house? Mom is. She doesn't want to be, but she has to because dad is such a goofball. What is the difference between moms and dads? Moms work at work and work at home, and dads just work at work. Sad but true. What does your mom do in her spare time? And moms know this. Mothers don't do spare time. What would it take to make your mom perfect? On the inside, she is already perfect. On the outside, maybe some plastic surgery of some kind. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She would remove those invisible eyes in the back of her head. Now, kids understand instinctively how important mom is, because without our moms, we wouldn't get very far in this life. But adult kids, we tend to figure out over time that mom is sort of like a precious stone that we really can't calculate the value of. And sometimes we don't fully appreciate just how valuable mom is until she is approaching the end of her life. And then we begin to realize that we have a precious resource that God has given us in our mother. But God the Father knows better than kids and adults just how blessed we are to have our moms. That's why he commands us to honor our mothers. And we will see that this morning in our passage, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Please stand if you are able to, in honor of the reading of God's word. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I do thank you and praise you for today. I thank you for the celebrations that we've already had. We thank you for our mothers. We pray that today you'd help them to recognize how much we are blessed by having them in our lives. We thank you for them. We pray that you would bless them. I pray that for those who perhaps are missing their mothers this morning because they've gone home to be with you, we pray that in spite of that sort of melancholy feeling, Lord, we would step back and thank you for the time that we did have with them. I pray that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Before we work our way through this verse, I want to sort of give you the backdrop so we can understand the context. Now, as you know, God had delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, And while they're going along, God has promised them, I'm going to give you a promised land. It's going to be, he describes it poetically as flowing with milk and honey, meaning it's going to richly meet all of your needs when you get to the promised land. And he gives them, when they arrive at Mount Sinai, he gives them the Ten Commandments and says, if you're going to be my people, this is how I want you to live. And if you do this, you will get to be my people. I will be your God and I will bless you. When we see verse 16, chapter 5, verse 16, we see a command, and when we obey the command, there is blessings. Hear this. The blessing is contingent upon obedience, but it is not the same as earning something, because earning something assumes we deserve something. But we don't really deserve anything from God. God's already given us more than we deserve because he loves us. It sounds a lot like a parent, doesn't it? And so now when we pick it up, God's prophet Moses is reiterating what God had told them in the Ten Commandments, and he's saying, here's what that will look like, and he's calling them to obey God. In the beginning of verse 16, we see the command. It says, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you. In other words, you know what was written down on the Ten Commandments. Now, just reminding you, honor your father and mother. Now, what does the word honor mean? Well, in English, the word, it can be a noun and it can be a verb. As a noun, it means high esteem or high regard. As a verb, it basically says regard someone or something with respect. I'm going to go into Hebrew, and we're going to try something that I haven't tried in about 3 years because you guys looked at me like I was nuts, all right? In Hebrew, the word that is translated honor is kaved, and it is in what's called the PL imperative form. At this point, interaction time. Say it in English, Doc. Let's try it in English, Doc. You can say it. It's okay. There we go. That's about how it went the first time 3 years ago, and I have not had the guts to say it since. We will try interactive from time to time. In English, it means this. Since it's imperative, it's a command. Honor your father and mother. And since it is in the PL form, it means it's to be not just a one-day occasion, but an ongoing way of life. We are to be honoring our father and mother with how we talk, how we listen to them, and how we live. So how do we honor our parents? Well, I think let me give you three things. Number one, how we listen to them. And I will say how we hear them might be slightly different, but related to. And then the third thing would be how we talk to them. How we listen to them. Well, I guess the question would be, is mom important enough for you to listen to her? If I would just tell you, if mom is not important enough, I see a lot of head nodding. Yes, mom is important enough to listen to. And so that's good. But if she is not, if mom gives you an opinion, or dad for that matter, and you're now an adult and you go, is there when mom or dad gives you an opinion or tries to encourage you to do something, maybe says, why don't you come follow the Lord Jesus with me? I don't do it perfectly either, but I'm trying and God's blessed me. Why don't you come and join us? I'm telling you, it's worth your time. And when mom says, has a suggestion, or dad sees a pitfall coming down the road and you just suggest they might consider this, is it an imposition or is it the grace of God being distributed to you through somebody who has more wisdom than you? And if you're a teenager, is mom's comments and encouragement, is it something as if coming from an adversary? If so, that is, and I was saying this from experience, because it was until I was 21 before I realized mom and dad are pretty smart, so I'm going to try to help you avoid a lot of pain. Mom and dad are smart, all right? And they're not your adversary. I'm telling you, that woman, that wonderful, blessed woman in your home raised you. She gave birth to you. She prays for you. She loses sleep over you. When you were born, I'm pretty sure, at least if it was this way at my house, mom's dreams and visions didn't disappear. They just kind of took a back seat because you took shotgun. You became more important. And if that person who gives that much for you has something to say, she is not your adversary. And if her opinion isn't worth listening to, then whose is? All the moms are wanting to say amen. It's okay to say amen, mom. How we hear them, how we listen to them, how we talk to them. I went out on a limb here. Sometimes I wonder if adult kids talk to their parents like their children. we need to be careful with that. I'm seeing a lot of heads saying, no way. Some of y'all, I know your moms, I wouldn't try it either. But I'm reasonably certain sometimes we do. They are a person that God says we are to honor. So how do we honor our parents? How do we honor mom? Well, God says, I guess the question is, why do we honor parents? This ought to be self-evident, but I think we need to ask the question. Why do we honor our parents? Number one, I think because God said parents are to be honored. And if we as Christians believe that the God of the Bible is who he says he is, if he says your mom and dad deserve honor, even if they're not perfect, which I'm not a perfect dad, I promise you. If mom and dad are not perfect, we're still supposed to honor them because God said so. That doesn't mean that everything they say or do is bad. Sometimes we have parents and we kind of learn from their examples of what not to do. We can still treat them with respect because they are mom and dad. God said to give them honor. And when we say we're going to honor our parents, sometimes it is a lot harder to do than for others. Let's just be honest. But sometimes, listen, we just do it because God said so. When we do that, we are agreeing with God. Listen, when we talk about repentance, what repentance means is I'm going the wrong way, and I realize I'm going the wrong way, and I turn back and go the way God says to go. So maybe mom and dad aren't getting the honor that they deserve. Repentance means I realize God is right, I'm wrong. Teenagers, I'm stepping on your toes because I spent a lot of time serving you guys over the years. At least 12 years, it's been a long time. 15 years serving students. And here's one thing I can say with a little bit of knowledge from experience and observation. You ready? Sometimes your friends seem to operate, and maybe you do this too, as though honoring mom and dad is optional. Like, you want fries with that or not? No, that's not the way it works with God. You and I have to come to the place where we decide who is in authority in our life. Who is the determiner of what's right or wrong? Is it God? Is it Jesus? Or is it your friends? Is it the TV show that doesn't really seem to show that mom and dad are the authority figure, but at best, buddies who also do everything else for the kid? That's not how God has designed the home life to work. God said parents are to be honored. So that's reason number one. Number two, mom has earned it. I've never done it, but I have seen 4 children brought into this world, and it looks painful. And even if there wasn't the pain that goes along with it, mom sacrifices. And when the thunderstorms came, and mom really needed a good night of sleep, but the thunderstorms came, and you got scared, and you come running into her room, she, against dad's better judgment, said, yeah, you can sleep in our bed. And she, you're sleeping fine, because of course mom and dad are all the burly protectors, but by morning your feet are in their face, you've been elbowing them all night, they did not get a good night's sleep when you came in there on the thunderstorm night. Just telling you. They gave up. When mom needed some time alone to just be mom and be herself, not mom, just be herself, she let you have your friends over. Because she often makes decisions and sacrifices what she wants and needs for you. She might have wanted to buy something new, but she realized that you needed new sneakers for basketball or track or just because your friends have the new thing. And so she realized you wanted, so she just didn't get what she wanted and bought you what you got. That's how it was certainly at my house many times. Mom has earned the honor that we are told to give her. In the Army, when a soldier dies or is injured in war, we give them the Purple Heart Medal, and rightfully so, because honor is oftentimes earned through sacrifice. Your mom has earned honor because she has sacrificed. Honor is also bestowed on your mom and dad by God. I'm going to give you a thesis statement, and then I shall defend it. Here's the thesis. When moms and dads unite to have children, when they do, they are acting like God in at least one regard. They're bringing life into the world where life did not exist. That's my thesis. That is a deep statement of truth. Let me defend it. In the beginning, God created us male and female. Male and female. And then it just kind of reiterates, in the image of God, he created them male and female. And so we bear his image and likeness, and we do so together. And so God is about the business of creating. He creates everything out of nothing. He makes earth, and then he makes humans, the pinnacle of his creation, the snow-capped mountain, the zenith of his creation. He collects dust, and he breathes life into the dust, and he makes Eve out of the man. And they come together, and you know what they do? They have children. Now, when we fast forward to Genesis chapter 5, hidden in plain sight, it says that Adam and Eve united once again. And Eve bore a child, and that child bore Adam's likeness. See, what the Genesis account is telling us is that in the act of procreation, mom and dad are in some way, albeit through different means, simulating the creation of humans by the hand of God. You see, it is an honor that's bestowed on them. So they have honor bestowed on them, they have earned honor, and God simply said, do it. God gives both life and blessings to us through mom and dad. Mother's Day is an opportunity to honor someone to whom God honor is due. And when we do, we are also honoring God who gave them to us. So God commands us to honor our mothers and fathers, and he promises to bless us for obeying. Listen, look at the second half of verse 16. It says, honor your father and mother so that, that's a purpose clause, so that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. There's two promises there. When we get to the book of Ephesians, it's sort of lost when you look at it. When you get to Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible in the New Testament interprets Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16 as giving promises. He's saying, you obey, honor mom and dad, I will give you long life. Well, let me show you the opposite. When I was growing up, there was a kid in my neighborhood who's older than me. His mom and dad sort of taught him right and wrong, but they never really held him accountable when he didn't choose to do the right thing. And over time, since they didn't learn to honor mom and dad, they eventually didn't honor the principal. And eventually it was the police. And so that young man was tragically, he lost his life in his early 20s when he was thrown out of a moving car on the freeway one night. Thrown out of a car by a drug dealer and a deal gone bad. And so that's tragic. When we look at that and we go, this is a young man who was never taught to honor mom and dad. Listen, before I even go any further, I want to tell you this. A few years ago, I had a parent came to me. She was one of my old youth parents at a previous church, and she was upset. She'd been crying because her son had been in jail, was locked up, and she sort of believed that people were judging her, and maybe they were, maybe they weren't, I don't know. But she felt the weight of the fact that her son was in jail. And he was 18, and she said, God spoke to me in the middle of my pain. He said, I am a perfect father, and yet every single one of my kids has broken my rules. See, nobody is a perfect parent, and we can look at a general principle and say, look, if we raise our kid in the way they should go when they're old, they will not depart from it, and generally that works out to be how it goes. But sometimes it isn't, because kids ultimately, when they become adults, must choose to follow Jesus or not. But listen, this young man was tragically saw his life cut short, and I submit to you it began with the simple fact that his mom and dad did not require him to honor her father and mother. Over time, listen, parents, our kids don't naturally obey, do they? And it's kind of hard to discipline, it's frustrating, and there's been days in my house I'm like, I'm tired of spanking this kid. You ever been there, Mom? It's wild some weeks. But over time, if we learn to train them to honor us, ultimately learn to honor all God-given authority, and over time, it puts them in the path of God's blessings. In the case of my neighbor, he was put on the path of ruin. Now listen, God promises to bless us with long life. He also promises to bless us with what Jesus called the abundant life. King Solomon recognized this, and he wrote in the Proverbs, he said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. In other words, when we are people who honor God and obey what he says, God does what only God can do in our lives. When our enemies are made to be at peace with us, it is the act of God making that possible. The Kitnoya family, we have a friend, and I won't name them, but they're a friend of our family, and they encourage us to sort of keep disciplining our children and be disciplined about discipline, because we're often like, is this even working? And they promised us that their kids, who are now like wonderful, were every bit as stubborn and just forgetful about what you just told them 3 seconds ago. They said, just keep with it. I promise you it will pay it off. Well, one day, I'm sitting there, and they have a kid in college and one in high school, and academically, they're just soaring. They're achievers. Well, one day, I watched their high school age kid in action and just being kind. Simple stuff. And I said, wow, what a kind girl this is. And I looked at her and I said, you know, you should be very proud of your kids. You have done a wonderful job raising them. Not only are they successful, they're just good people. And they said, absolutely, we are. But I promise you, I say that to say, God blesses those who learn to obey. See, those kids, they said, just like your kids, they required consistent, over and over discipline. But now that they've grown up and are maturing, they choose not only to honor their mom and dad by how they talk, but how they live their life as they follow Jesus Christ. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. It is a lot of investment. But listen, God wants to bless your mom by blessing you. That is why he promised to bless us when we honor her. Your mom will be blessed when she sees the hand of God in your life. When your mom sees you blessed, when she sees your heart filled with joy, if I know moms at all, their heart is filled with joy because they know that your heart is filled with joy. I will tell you this. I want to share with you a story before I go real far into it. I want to say it has. I'm talking about my experience with public school as a kid, but that's not the point. I am not opposed to public school. My kids go, and I'm happy about where they go to school, by the way. But when I was a kid, I did, this isn't a brag about me, it's a brag about mom's story. When I was a kid, I actually did really good at these things called standardized tests. And they had these tests, and I was scoring off the chart to the point that they wanted me to take college entrance exams. Well, one year after that, my mom and dad said, we want you to go to a Christian school. So they somehow found the money for 1 year to send me to a private Christian school. And they used phonics to teach us English. That was always my strong suit. And so I'd use phonics, and when I transferred back to the public school, it was an excellent school. But they looked at my report card and said, dude took phonics. That must mean he's behind in his reading and writing. And my mom called the school and said, no, he's not behind. But they wouldn't listen. They put me in a class for students who needed a little help that I personally didn't need. And I got bored, and I didn't pay attention. And my mom would call and try to get me moved, and they just wouldn't do it. Eventually, over time, from not having to pay attention, I just got bored. I became a slacker, and I lived down to the expectations until eventually I was behind. And still, in spite of the report card, in spite of the principal's opinion, my mom, when she saw my grades, said, I know that you can get good grades. Fast forward to 2017, when I graduated with my doctorate, my mom and dad were in the audience. And afterwards, I went out and I hugged her and I said, Mom, I never forgot that you said I could do it and that you believed in me. I guess you were right. Here's why I tell you that. You know that your mom is your biggest cheerleader. I don't care if you have failed 200 times. The moment that dear woman sees you get back up and say, I'm going to try to do the right thing this time, she will be the first one clapping to see you thrive. And it better not be somebody that tries to get in your way or say something bad about you, because they will have an angry bear on their face. Your mom is she's a chef, a counselor, your biggest cheerleader, and when you are honored, she is honored. That's why I'm convinced that so much of honoring our mom and dad has to do with listening to them when they talk. You know, how foolish would it be if this person who has done all of this, who is your biggest cheerleader, who has given you life, if we have viewed her opinion, her thoughts, as irrelevant or not trustworthy, her opinions just aren't that important, What does that say about her high opinion of you? You see, there's no escaping it. When we honor our father and mother like God says, there's no way that that doesn't produce blessing in your life. What would you rather believe? Mom, who thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, the handsomest kid in the school, or the people who say you've got nothing to bring to the table? Because in your life, you'll find that some people talk to you that way or treat you like that. And when we join the cacophony that says mom and dad's opinions are irrelevant, what about their opinion that you are worthwhile? That you can achieve more than you ever thought possible if you would try? Make no mistake, when we devalue mom or dad's opinion, it ultimately cuts us down at the knees. How do we respond to this truth? Well, I think first off, thank God for your mom. On Mother's Day, there's a time set aside to say thank you, God, for our moms, but also to honor her. Wrapped up in mom and dad, since the verse talks about mom and dad, I'll just say, God not only gives us life, but grace, the protection, guidance, love, buying them expensive shoes that you keep growing out of every 6 months. That's God's grace to you, so thank God for her. Let's step back and honor her and say thank you for what she's done. Here's the one that I thought of was out of left field, but the more I thought about it, I said, I think this is dead on. Thank God for the mother of your children. Now, in my house, I can tell you, it's easy enough to say, I thank God for Chrissy. Even if we didn't have kids, I would be grateful for her. But I'm also thankful for the mom that she is. But maybe today your relationship with your wife isn't what it once was. Maybe she's your ex-wife. Maybe you don't have a high opinion of her. Maybe your opinion of the mother of your children is a matter for prayer. Because here's the deal. If God blesses the mother of your children, I don't care how sometimes we feel good to look down on our ex. I imagine that would be the case. But if God blesses her, are not your children going to be blessed in return? Pray for God to bless her. Maybe she's not making the right choices. Fine. Begin to pray that she would follow after Jesus, especially if you can pray that prayer without judgment. Pray for her. Because ultimately, your children will be blessed because of it. Finally, as we move in towards our closing, when you think about the sacrificial example of your mom, I have come to believe, as I studied this out and thought about it for a couple weeks, it reminds me a bit of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, there's this wonderful picture of Jesus Christ, and it talks about characteristics of Jesus that in some ways remind me of our moms. Listen to what it says, Philippians 2, verse 3 through 11. It says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. I asked my dad once, how come there's no Children's Day? And he said, because every day is Children's Day, because mom and dad typically seem to treat their children as more significant than themselves. Sounds a lot like Jesus, does it not? Verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Jesus Christ. Have the same attitude as Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, Jesus deserves honor simply because he is the Son of God, but he also deserves honor because he sacrificed himself for our good when he went to the cross carrying our sin debt, dying on that cross. He put our needs first. And listen, when mom and dad put your needs before their own, they are acting like Jesus does. So honor them for that. But make no mistake, my mom is a saint, my wife is a saint, your moms are saints, but listen, hear me out. As wonderful, as good, as beautiful, and as glorious as they are, they're still sinners. And Jesus thought they were important enough to die for them, to pay for their sins. And they died for your sins too. This Mother's Day, absolutely buy your mom some flowers, take her out to eat, whatever you're going to do. It is good. Do something for mom today. Just absolutely honor her. Thank God for her. But don't miss out on this. Jesus Christ came. He sacrificed himself on a cross to pay for your mom's sins and your sins and rose again the third day. This morning, if you would like to have your sins forgiven, you'd like to come to Jesus and have your sins forgiven, your life changed, you have an opportunity to do that. Ben, make your way to the front for our song of invitation. If you this morning would like to honor God and say, it is absolutely the truth that I have sinned, but I believe the truth that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again, and I want to put my trust in him and I want to be forgiven and have a new life with Jesus, listen, you can do that this morning. Jesus promises his disciples that if we follow him, we will have the abundant life. And he also promises us a life for eternity in heaven, which is the ultimate promised land. Please stand for our song of invitation.